Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Nun Vav, Brachos 56. Today's Daf Yomi, we begin in the bottom line on Nun Hei Amabez, where the Gemara comes along and teaches us the concept that what a person thinks about during the day, that's what they're going to see at night in their dream. It says the Gemara in the bottom of 55b, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Maran Lo La'adam Ela Mehirhure Libo. A person will see at night in his dream only that which he thinks about during the day. As it says in the book of Daniel 2:29, Ant Malka Rayonech Al Mishkavach Saliku, that you are the king, the thoughts that you thought during the day is going to be what you sleep about. Or alternatively, there's another verse from Daniel which states in Daniel 2, verse 30, V'rayone Levavcha Tinda, which means the thoughts that you have, they are going to be what you see at night in your dream. Amarava, and Rava says the proof for this idea that you only will dream about something that you saw during the day, or you thought about during the day, the proof for that is, Delo machvulele inish, wodiko de dahava. A person doesn't dream in his dreams about a golden palm tree, a palm tree of gold. Velo pila de ayol bekofa. And a person doesn't dream about an elephant that goes through the eye of a needle. These are things that are impossible. That's generally speaking not what we dream about. So this is a proof for this idea. And the Gemara says a story about this on top of 56a on Ardaf. Says the Caesar to Rabbi Yeshua bar Rabbi Chananya. He says, Amrisu de Chachmisu Tuva. He said, they say about you that you are scholars, that you Jewish people are great scholars. So if that's the case, Emily, my Chazena Bechelmai. So he says, tell me what I'm going to see in my dream tonight. Why does he say you're scholars? Why doesn't he say you're prophets? Because how else is he supposed to predict what the Caesar is going to see in his dream that night? So the Sifsei Chachamim explains this and he goes into it. But the basic idea is that this fits in with our Gemara, because if he is a scholar, he's going to know what's the likelihood of what's on the Caesar's mind, what's pressing upon the Caesar's mind, and therefore what he's thinking about during the day. And as a consequence of that, he'll be able to predict what he's going to dream about that night. So you don't need to be a prophet to predict a dream. You just need to be a wise person. So Rabbi Shuber Chananya said to Caesar, Chazis de Mishachri Loch Parsai, I see that in my dream that the Persians who are in a fight with you are going to capture you, Vigarbibach, and they are going to make you basically their slaves. They're going to enslave you as a result of capturing you. So that's what I dream. Virayabach Shakse Bechutre de Dahava. And they're going to give to you to graze over Shikze, which are like nasty creatures with a golden staff. What does this mean, that they're going to give you to graze? They're going to be a shepherd over nasty creatures with a golden staff. So the Ben Yehuda says that this refers to the nasty creatures, refers to pigs. And really what this means is that the way of kings is when they capture another king, they don't kill the other king often and depose him. They keep the other king there, but they take away the king's power, and they make the king, the king can have certain power, limited power over his own nation, but he has to pay a tax to the conquering king. And that's what's going on here. Yeah, they'll keep you in charge and they'll give you a golden staff to rule over your subjects, which he's comparing to the pigs. And indeed, that's what happened. The Caesar, Hire Kuayoma Waorta Chaza. And indeed, the Caesar was thinking about this all day and at night. That's exactly the dream he saw. A similar incident happened with Shabor Malka. So Shmuel said what happened was, Amrle Shabor Malka Shmuel. Shabor Malka came, who was the king of the Persians. He came and said to Shmuel, Amrisu de Chachmisu Tuva, they say you're very wise. Again, same idea. Emily my Chazina Bechalme, tell me what I'm going to see in my dream. So Shmuel said to Shabor Malka, Chazis de Asu Romai Vishavulach, I see that the Romans are going to come and they're going to capture you. Vitachni bach kashaita brechai de dahava, and they're going to force you to work and to grind the date pits in a golden mill. So again, the same idea. You see that they have this vision that the king that they're talking to is going to be captured and is going to end up being basically in charge of menial activities, the same idea that they're going to be conquered. And indeed here, Hur Koyoma, the King Shabur, was thinking about this all the night. U'orta Chaza, and indeed that night, that's exactly what he saw. So, first of all, the commentaries say, what's the point here? Why are these kings asking these questions? And as we explained before, that the idea was they wanted to see if these Jews, if these rabbis were scholars enough to determine what was the most pressing issue going on in the king's mind. But why were these rabbis not afraid to give such a harsh reading that you're going to have a dream that you're going to be enslaved to this other king and you're going to be conquered? How can they be so brave and so brazen? So the Birkas David explains on the basis of the Gemara, which we did on the day before on 55b, that it says that to a good person is going to have a bad dream, and a bad person is going to have a good dream, because a good person is worried about all the things that could go wrong, and so therefore they're very sensitive, and so therefore the bad dream shows that they're concerned. So they're saying in our community, when we give you when we predict a bad dream, that's a sign of your greatness. That's a sign that you're worried about all the needs of the community. But therefore they were saying, yeah, you're gonna have a bad dream, but really the bad dream is a good dream, and that's the reason why they were able to give such an interpretation to the Caesars.